100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day off and 19 no long, so me say, oh, tight.
So here, I'm back again to talk to you about some more interesting things. First of all, I want to talk about two incredible women. One who just passed this morning, and I'm speaking of Coretta Scott King, widow of civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. And another favorite of mine is Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. I like to start first with Sandra Day O'Connor. I should say Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. I have to say that an era has ended because we know that Judge Samuel Alito has been sworn in to replace Judge O'Connor. But I would just like to take a moment to give my own reflection on Justice O'Connor. I found that she was a fair jurist, and I think one of the things that impressed me most was I saw on C-SPAN probably about 3 years ago a program that was in Washington, D.C., where they would bring, you know, the rich and the powerful and the famous people from the Supreme Court or the Senate or from Congress to come and talk to students in elementary school in Washington, D.C. And as I was watching it, I was very impressed with Justice O'Connor. A young black boy came up to her and wanted to get her attention. As is most of the time, a lot of times when kids come up to important people, they might just say hello and brush them off and then go on talking with the other adults. But I was so impressed with watching Justice O'Connor, because here was this little boy who was probably all about 4 feet tall, looking up at her. Not only did she not brush him off, but she stood and she looked down at him. And you could see that she was actively engaged in conversation with this little boy. And I thought to myself, this is really very impressive. She had no problem with taking the time to talk to this young man, and she really delighted in talking to him. And the cameras rolled on that for quite a bit. And that was something that really stuck in my mind, that here is a justice who never got full of herself, who was still very in touch with encouraging young people, and particularly this young black boy who had the courage to come up and even talk to her. So I was very impressed when I saw that. And the fact that in her mind she was very fair. She was often the swing vote. But I wish her and her husband John O'Connor, who was suffering from Alzheimer's, that they have, you know, several more years together, and that they enjoy the retirement together, and that I doubt if she will ever hear my podcast or hear about Digital Sister, but I just wanted to take a time and a moment to tell Justice O'Connor how much we appreciated her being on the court, how we will miss her fair-minded judgment, and that we wish her and her husband, John, Godspeed as they enjoy, you know, probably the final years together. She was very fair, and we will miss her, and I thank you for being on the court. And that's pretty much all I have to say. I really liked her, as you could probably tell. But let's talk a moment about Coretta Scott King, who died this morning at age 78. Her life was really torn apart when her husband, Martin Luther King Jr., was assassinated way back in 1968. But she didn't crumble and collapse. She made that decision that she would keep his memory and his mission and his passion alive, all while she still raised her 4 children, who've turned out, you know, quite well. But she created the Martin Luther King Center of Nonviolence. And I didn't know that she was a great singer who had great skills to be accepted into the New England Conservatory of Music, but that she also used her talent as a singer to help raise money for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference back in the 50s, when Rosa Parks decided not to get up that day, and that led to Martin Luther King becoming the leader of the civil rights movement. So she was that quiet, strong voice and that presence that was always there. And we're going to miss her too, because it's going to be hard to fill the gap. And as we look at the landscape of all of the great people who were involved in the civil rights movement, who are aging and who are passing on, she's going to leave a big void. And again, I think she was a presence for many of us, and that glue that kept the memory of Martin Luther King alive and kept his passion alive, and in fact worked with Stevie Wonder to get his holiday signed into law by President Reagan way back in 1986. So this is a woman of strong courage who will be missed, and again, we are very grateful that she was here on this earth and shared her great gifts with us. So let me digress and move on to what I want to talk about tonight. I read a great book. It's called Little Divas by Phelana Marie Bowles. It's been published by HarperCollins, and it's a really, really great book. And I would encourage parents who have young daughters, nieces, whatever, get this book, because it's clean. It talks about all of the challenges that teenagers go through, but it's done in a way that's not harmful, and it's done in a way where you learn from it. We have three characters. One is Ricky, who's kind of very independent, kind of sassy. I kind of liked her. She had a little edge to her. We have Cassidy, who's the good girl, who was learning to become more independent and strong-willed and learning to find her voice. And we have the character Golden, who's the new neighbor in town who happens to be white, but who manages to bond with these two, you know, black girls, and they become good friends. The book talks about what happens with divorce. It talks about loyalty. It talks about, you know, the first kiss. It talks about deciding when you're going to have sex and what you need to do, especially in this day and age, to protect yourself. But it's all done without any dirty words. It's done without any descriptions of violence. And it's done as a way to remind our children today that they're still children and that they should enjoy being teenagers and young adults, and that all the things that they're really anxious to do, it's going to come in time. So I think if you're really looking for a book that has a nice undercurrent of empowerment, that really talks about the things that teenagers go through so that they can understand that this is what happens, these things are normal, and that this is what being a teenager and growing up is all about. So it's really a great book, and I encourage anyone to pick it up. And I just interviewed her for my radio show on Global Talk Radio. And if you tune in on episode, it should be up tomorrow from the archive, from the show of January 31st, you'll be able to actually hear my interview with the author, Phelana Marie Bowles, and she reads a passage or two from her book. And the interview gives you great insight as to who Phelana is and her journey and all of the great skills and talents that she has. But I think most importantly that comes across with Phelana is her love for children and her realization that there was a need for this type of book and that she went ahead and wrote it. So if you have the chance to pick it up, please do. It's called Little Divas. It's by Phelana Marie Bowles, and I believe you are really, really going to enjoy it. In fact, one of the points that she talks about in the book, and I think every person is guilty of it, is the coulda, couldn't wait. You know, you couldn't wait until you turned 16. You couldn't wait until you get that driver's license. You can't wait until you have that first date. You can't wait until you go to college. So these are all things that we've all experienced at some point in our life. And it's great to read a book that lays it out and helps young people understand that the ups and downs that go on are all part of life, but that you can learn how to be friends without the violence, without the fighting, without the shooting, without the stabbing. You can learn how to interact, again, without fighting, and you can and triumph to some degree. So again, this is a great book to have as a reference material, and it's a great book to give to your nieces, your nephews, and your young daughters to help them understand that, you know, it's not so bad not being, fast. It's not so bad just enjoying being a teenager, and it's not so bad, and if you're lucky, to have a good family and to really learn to appreciate the family. So again, check out my interview with Phelan Marie Bowles on January 31st, and you can hear her on my show, Demystifying Nonprofits, on www.globaltalkradio.com. I'm going to be back with you in a couple days with a little bit more information and a little different slant on the news. You've been tuning into Digital Sista. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And tune in again for more interesting information. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Digital Sista. Take care. I'm a little bit of a mess.